Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. We're kind of sort of back to summer weather. Daytime highs right now, tomorrow, Wednesday, right around that 80-degree mark. It's nice. Oh, and you know what? I want to go to McDonald's. Now, you know the story. If you've been with me for any period of time, you know that I'm not a huge McDonald's patron. I'm just not. I don't dislike the food. I don't go there very often. I make two pilgrimages to McDonald's each and every single year. I go once when they bring back the McRib. I love the McRib sandwich. You know why? There's not a single solitary piece of meat anywhere in it. It's a science project, and I don't care. It's yummy. Absolutely yummy. So I go there for the McRib, and I go there for the St. Patrick's Day, the Emerald Shake, or whatever they call it. Shamrock Shake, that's it. Those are two times I go. Those are my excursions. My boys now don't even go with me for those. They used to. And here's the weird thing about the Katz family. We've never really done much in the way of fast food. The kids, Harry, Julia, Joe, I mean, they've had burgers from drive-thru joints in the past, but it's just not a lot. It's just not a lot. Now, Heidi and I, man, well, we used to go make the pilgrimage from Boston to visit her family out on Buzzards Bay. You knew you were pretty much halfway there. There was a Burger King, double Burger King. And so you always went there and you got a sandwich. Now, if you're thinking to me, well, why would you get a sandwich before you went someplace where you were going for dinner? Because my mother-in-law is truly, and I don't mean this in a negative way or a nasty way, I'm just making an observation, she is truly the worst cook I have ever met. Now, that doesn't mean she's the worst cook on planet Earth, but I certainly haven't met anybody who can destroy good, decent food like my mother-in-law. It's awful. So we always stopped at Burger King on the way there or on the way back, just because, you know, you'd be hungry after a whole day of hearing all the complaints and eating crappy food or trying to eat crappy food. So all of that to say, I want to go to McDonald's. I looked at Donald Trump working the fry machine. I looked at him in the drive-thru window, and I thought, man, he completely, totally connects with all the rest of us, right? That's what that was, by the way. Now, the yahoos on the left, who infest the ranks of the legacy news media on the national basis, They're fact-checking, baby. Their fact-checking equipment is fact-checking like nobody's fact-checking equipment has ever fact-checked. Well, you know, did Donald Trump really, did he actually put the fries in the fry-o-later? It looked like he did. Well, you know, the restaurant wasn't actually open, so he technically does not work for McDonald's. No kidding, really? Why don't you go take one of those big-time journalism awards out of petty cash? Oh, look, I got what are they, Pulitzers now? What's the big one? I mean, Emmy for TV and radio. I don't even know if we do anything anymore, to tell you the truth. But who knows? Go take one of those, because you exposed the fact that Donald Trump actually was not an employee of McDonald's on the day that he was handing out the food. Now, take a tenth of that energy, you complete and total frauds, you, and you go march and find out if Kamala Harris ever actually had a job at McDonald's. She's the one who started this, if you will. I mean, I feel like I'm on a like on a playground somewhere. I'm not, R2, but that's where we are. Kamala Harris, about 6 months ago, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, said, "Oh, you know, I worked at McDonald's in high school. Did you know? Yeah. Okay." Now, the problem for Ms. Harris, Mrs. Emhoff, is that she's never mentioned it before. Seriously, before about 6 months ago, when all of a sudden, obviously, somebody in a focus group, one of her staff members, they all hate her, by the way. God, they detest her. But they said, well, you know, you got to be more human. You've got to be more relatable. So seriously, put your human skin back on and put that cackle away somewhere and pretend that you're a real person. Did you ever work fast food? And they invented it. So all of a sudden, she worked at McDonald's. Well, Team Trump, God bless them, they know how to do stuff. They went, they found her first resume. Her first resume. Guess what's not listed? No, go ahead, take your time, talk amongst yourselves. See if you can figure out what's not listed. That's right, all of her dedicated service to the Golden Arches. So as President Trump said, he has actually worked 15 minutes longer for McDonald's than Kamala Harris. And he's right. And it resonates with everybody. Because it's a messaging thing. If Kamala Harris's team had two synapses firing amongst them, you know what they would have done? They would have said, hey, listen, she's going to be pitching this I worked at McDonald's crap, right?
Yep.
Nobody's going to ask if it's true because they know it's not. They don't care. You know what they should have done? They said, all right, we're going to dress her up, let her wear the apron. She's going to work the fry machine at a McDonald's. This is hers. She should have owned it from the beginning. Not that I'm looking to help her, and you know, 15 days out, I'm not sure that there is any way to salvage the disaster. You know who's laughing the most at this, truthfully? Has to be Joe Biden. Now, I know Joe Biden is outraged that the secret plans that he had showing that Israel was going to do some stuff with Iran were leaked. Well, we take that very seriously. No, you don't. Once again, you are full of crap. Here's what the Biden-Harris regime has made very clear. They hate Israel. Okay, I got it. I wrote it down. I did. I've got a big pink legal pad that I have everything written out on for today, and I wrote it right here. Biden-Harris regime hates Israel. So that way I won't forget it today. Maybe I'll write it again tomorrow. I hope I don't have to, but you and I both know that I will. So all of the songs, all of the dancing, all of the tap dancing going on with this, Jake somebody or John Kirby or Kirby Henderson, I don't know, whoever the hell that was going, oh, we take this very seriously. How seriously? Did Joe Biden wake up from a nap to address it? Or did he say, what does that mean? I don't know. We only got a few more weeks of this crap left. You know, that's got to be the thinking up there, too. Seriously, got to be the thinking up there as well. And those people, Team Biden, indicted and unindicted, all of them looking at this and saying, see, we told you so. We told you so. So inside the Democrat Party, and make no mistake, we won't see this publicly. Because the Democrats are really, really good about keeping all this stuff like in the family. Again, it's like a mob operation. And, you don't, it's like Omerta, the silence. You don't think, you don't snitch on somebody else, but it's not hard to see who needs to be snitched on if, in fact, you're a Democrat. Nancy Pelosi, Schmuck Schumer, Barack Obama. Those are the three that engineered the coup that tossed poor Joe Biden right over the edge, tossed him right off the cliff, and delivered Kamala Harris. I didn't do that. I mean, look, I hate Joe Biden and all. I do. I detest him. Every fiber of my being hates every fiber of his being.
Come on, man.
Well, you're an absolutely awful excuse for a human being. I know. I mean, except for the hairy legs. That sort of makes you kind of well.
You got hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
Yeah, well, they probably should have all chipped in and gotten cable or something, because I think that's a lot more interesting. And does that make him more human or more simian? I can't quite figure that one out. But nonetheless, I do. I detest Joe Biden, everything that he's ever done. He's an absolutely awful human being. But Kamala Harris is vacuous, man. She is the emperor's new clothes come to life, or the empress's new clothing come to life. I don't want anybody to take it the wrong way, but there is nothing there.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Oh, God. Will she go away, by the way, when she loses? Will she go away? Will we be done with her? Is she going back to California to run for governor? Howard Gutman told me absolutely positively not. We were talking, off stage at Politics and Pints, and he said, "Oh no, she's first. I gotta hand it to him." He said to me, "Oh, she's gonna lose. She's absolutely going to lose." And I thought, "Well, thank you, man. It's the first nice thing you've said to me in the 6 years I've known you." She's gonna lose. I said, "Well, then what? She's gonna run for governor of California?" And he's like, "She doesn't need that. She's not gonna do that. Why would she do that?" Now, my oldest boy, you know, Harry, he's out there. He's part of the bad people, and he's like, "Oh yeah, everybody here is getting ready for her to run for governor." Ooh. Well, we'll see. Oh, I got a little video coming in on IG on Instagram, and it's a big fat guy in a bad wig and a long red dress. It's kind of, well, you know, it's kind of like a Christmas look to it, and he's leading these children in a chant. That I sent it over there, Jerem. It says, "If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout Free Palestine." All right, I'm going to send it again, Jerem. It's on IG. Grab that, because I'd love to share that with everybody. It's like two of the dumbest things I've seen today. And I've already seen a bunch of dumb stuff. I really have. I mean, I'm looking at this and going, okay, dude, Where are you opening your drag club? Is it going to be in Gaza or is it going to be in Rafah? I mean, pick a good site and see if you can get it financed by the Hezbollah Bank, because with every new account at the Hezbollah Bank, you get not one but two free pagers. That's pretty cool. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, hey, two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I've been saying that since I was a tiny little kid. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Boom! There you have it. And again, I don't know exactly that it's the meal that is recommended by your nutritionist or dietitian, but who gives a crap? I loved seeing President Trump there. And here are some of the knocks on him, just so we're all clear. Because you just need to hear how out of touch the leftists are. Attack number one, he didn't even tie his own apron. Uh-huh. He didn't tie his own apron. So what? You know, tying things backwards is something you learn to do when you do them on a regular basis. And they're saying, well, you know, that just shows that, no. Listen, let me tell you something. I've got an apron here from Katz's Deli in New York. And sometimes I wear it when I'm cooking something that is splattering grease, or I think, I don't want to mess up a shirt. That's all, period. So I put that on, and I got news for you. Invariably, I say to Heidi, can you do me a favor? Can you tie the back? Because I don't do it on a regular basis. I think if I did it on a regular basis, I could probably do it. You know what I was worried about with President Trump? The fact that he was wearing such a nice shirt. Beautiful shirt. French cuffs. Now, you know how I feel about French cuffs. I got a box full of cufflinks I don't wear nearly enough because I'm not normally wearing a shirt with French cuffs. Now, when I'm doing more speeches, and I got one coming up out in Chicago this week, I'm absolutely going to be wearing some French cuffs and some cufflinks. But I'm looking at President Trump wearing that and thinking, man, I wouldn't do that because I would mess up the shirt, right? That shirt was a couple of $100s. But he looked totally in place. Oh, and you know, people don't wear ties at McDonald's. That's how we know he's a phony. Really? Let me ask you something. Let me ask you about the management folks at McDonald's who actually wear ties. And who would you rather have a burger from? Donald Trump at McDonald's or Schmuck Schumer putting cheese on raw meat in that photo? Just a question. 326 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 334 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Oh, it is in every sense of the word. I know. The weather is fantastic, though. Gosh, it's like, 80 degrees right now. The humidity is under control, which is fantastic. I love that. Kamala Harris saying she will have a Republican in her cabinet. Well, here, let me lay some odds for you. It would be Liz Cheney. Would you be shocked? No, of course not. So it would be Liz Cheney, and for all of those folks on the left who hated the Iraq War, you're going to get Liz Cheney as your SecDef, your Secretary of Defense, if you get Kamala Harris. Just say it. Look, you do you, as they say. But somebody at some point just has to stand up and say, "Look, I've been to this play, I've seen this movie, I know how it ends." Just telling you that. And yeah, you can make mine with extra cheese. Could I get extra cheese? Ready now? 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Bam! Put it in the bag. And the fries were better when they cooked them in, beef tallow? Anyway, Jimmy Galliano, who I swear, because he's a guy who has always been about physical fitness, a graduate of West Point, somebody who retired after a distinguished career with the Federal Bureau of Investigation as a supervisory special agent. I'm willing to bet Jimmy's never even had a Big Mac. He's not going to be able to do the little song, but he knows about a few other things. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, first of all, I know the song, and I've had a Big Mac or two in my life. Don't tell my wife that, and I hope she's not listening right now, but 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, baby!
Jeff,
All right.
I know the song, bud.
I love it.
But Jeff, I will never, ever pretend to have worked at a McDonald's when I was growing up, unlike some other people we know.
Well, you know, former President Trump said he's now logged 15 minutes working at a McDonald's, which is 15 minutes more than the other candidate to whom we alluded. So,
absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. By the way, I know this is not related to what we're talking about, but I looked at that and I think this is where you understand, or at least for me, the tone deafness of some people on the left mocking it. Oh, he couldn't do this. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. And the rest of us, real people in the real world, go, yeah, I like a Big Mac every once in a while. Don't tell my wife. I'll be over there. And I like the fries. And I think it's really cool that he's in the window. I mean, we got it.
Yeah, Jeff, it's the whole thing about not understanding your audience, and the elites look at this and they turn their noses up and they sneer at it, and it's, you know, Donald Trump, you know, provided hamburgers and hot dogs to a football team that won the national championship, and what's going on right now? Right. But that's how he connects, and yeah. he did a great job on it, and it's a little thing, but guess what? You know, what are we talking about? 4 or 5 states, these swing states, and a couple of thousand votes. And you know what? If that's the difference, somebody who's real and authentic versus somebody who pretends to be a person of the people, we're going to see what's going to happen.
Jimmy Galliano joining us. Jimmy is, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. I want to talk about these crime stats, but since we're going down sort of kind of a political vein for a second here, Jimmy, the vice president consistently says she has prosecuted transnational organized crime. Now, I know, as just a guy who is a beat cop, right? I never got out of blue shirts, as I told our friend Adam the other day. You're a bad guy here. Put these on. I'm taking you somewhere. That was it. I wasn't investigating stuff. But on the local level, whether it was the, you call it a DA or a state's attorney or a Commonwealth's attorney, you weren't handling transnational organized crime. You guys, at the federal level, that's your bailiwick, isn't it?
Yeah, Jeff, we do work with locals, and obviously we know that Kamala Harris was the district attorney in San Francisco, which is obviously not up on the U.S.-Mexico border, right. But she was also the California Attorney General. But, I mean, she continues to use this crutch or this prop that, you know, I work transnational criminal organizations. Transnational criminal organizations are any organization that does stuff across, you know, international lines. So, obviously, the Mexican cartels and what have you. But it's interesting to see how she continues to dote on this and use this right now as something to run on when, you know, we all remember back in 2020 during the riots when she was helping bail people out that were rioting and protesting in mostly peaceful but fiery protests. It's just interesting. But, you know, as Bernie Sanders said the other night on CNN, she's running against Donald Trump. She's got to do what she's got to do, which means kind of changing and distorting her record.
Changing and distorting sounds so much better than lying and prevarication. So I'm going to go with changing and distorting. That's a graduate level term right there. I like that. Jimmy, can you explain to me what happened with the FBI crime stats? One day we're told, hey, crime across America is down. I forget what it was. Was it 4% or something like that? We come back the next week. It's actually up 6%. Was somebody cooking the books for, again, political purposes?
No, and Jeff, you know, you and I always talk, and we can be scathing in our review of things, and we can call out law enforcement when it's not doing the righteous thing, and that happens at times. This is much ado about nothing, and here's how I'm going to explain this. So, you know, the FBI basically aggregates; they collect and aggregate crime data from local police departments. Now, here's a problem that we have: there's no requirement for that. So, let's say it's the and I'm well aware because I lived in Stafford, Virginia, the Stafford County Police Department or the sheriff's office there. If they don't turn in their data, and I'm not suggesting they don't, but if they don't turn in their data at the end of the year, the FBI goes forward with whatever that data is. They aggregate everything and they come up with the data. Well, just like when you're looking at inflation, the jobs report, and Jeff, you know how that gets, it usually gets adjusted downward, right? Because every administration wants to claim that inflation's down and the jobs are up, but then it gets adjusted downward. It's the same thing here. And I'm not going to blame the FBI on this. Yes, there's a thing called the National Incident-Based Reporting System. But, Jeff, it's only as good as what they get from the locals. And should the feds require this data get turned in? Yes. But the bottom line is, you know, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been able to hide behind this. Hey, crime is down. We all knew it wasn't because we're out there and we feel it and we sense it. It's visceral and palpable. And then the FBI came out with the revised report and said, yep, instead of being down by 1.7%, it's actually up by a few points. So nothing that we didn't already know, Jeff. But I don't think there's anything nefarious there, but it's something that we all kind of knew was going on, and now we have the data to support it and concur with that.
You have any thoughts on these leaked Israel plans? Because they're doing the big song and dance of the White House. Oh, my God, we're horrified. We're upset. There'll be a full investigation. Just personally, I don't think they're all that upset.
No. We have to thank the IDF and we have to thank, you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu, because they are doing God's work and they are doing the people's work right now by taking terrorists off the battlefield. And it's something that the U.S. has kind of played footsies with of recent because, you know, we've been engaged in this retrenchment and this kind of pull back and lead from behind, which was President Obama's theory of how we should lead in the world. And seeing what's going on right now, this is going to be helpful for the U.S. and for Western democracies. But yeah, I'm uncomfortable with the relationship that we have right now with Israel. They are our only true friends in the Middle East. And Jeff, no matter what happens on November 5th, I trust that the next administration takes a different position in dealing with, again, our only friends over in the Middle East right now, which is the nation of Israel.
Well, I am less than hidden in my perspective. I am hoping and praying every day that Donald Trump is victorious, because I think that Donald Trump understood the importance of Israel. And I got to say, I think Israel as a state and the Jewish people, I'm not speaking on behalf of all of us, but I'm speaking on behalf of a chunk of us. I don't think there's ever been a better friend to Israel or the Jewish people in the White House than Donald John Trump.
No, I agree with you. Whether it was changing where our embassy is located and acknowledging that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, there truly hasn't been. And look, Jeff, I mean, you know, this is something that is critical for peace in the Middle East. We all wish that there could be a two-state solution. That cannot happen when one side wants the utter decimation and the utter destruction of the other side. How do you work out a two-state solution? So we can talk about it with platitudes and bromides and pretend that that's really what's going to happen. But the other thing is, look, I got to give it to the prime minister right now. He's going out there. He's taking terrorists off the battlefield. And that is beneficial to everybody in the free world that doesn't believe that terrorism is a way to get things done.
Absolutely. Hey, Jimmy, I want people to follow you over on X. Do you mind sharing with everybody your handle over there?
Sure. It's James A. Galliano, G-A-G-L-I-A-N-O. And I appreciate that, Jeff. And you always let me promote the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, where I'm on the board of directors. And it is a group that defends, provides litigation monies to support cops and law enforcement officers that have been unjustly accused of crimes. And we support them. So your folks can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org to support if they're so inclined.
I love it, Jimmy. Thank you so much for being here, brother. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. By the way, if you're ever in a room with Bibi Netanyahu or Jimmy Galliano and they're walking towards you, yes, you will hear clanging. It is 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout free Palestine. If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Yeah. You don't mind if I sit this one out, do you? No, I'm just going to be over on the sidelines. I'm going to be looking at the nonsense. Well,
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, actually, now that I think about it, it's so hard for me to actually contain myself, as you know. I just say stuff. I've got to say stuff. I feel compelled to say stuff. That's not always good, but I feel compelled to ask a question on this. So, sir, you, the drag queen dude, there's Julia's bus. Where exactly are you going to be opening your latest performance of the drag queenery or whatever that is, right? I've been told that it's an art form. All right. I don't know that I agree with that, but there's a lot of stuff I don't agree with, and there's plenty of art that I look at and think, I don't think so. Do you remember what they call it? Wasn't it Piss Christ? You remember that? Wasn't that Mapplethorpe? That absolutely disgusting image, a crucifix in a beaker of urine. All right, that's fine art. Well, it looks to me like somebody whizzed in a bucket. And then maybe they were carrying that and accidentally dropped it. Because I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'd like to think that there's not a single solitary human being on planet Earth, regardless of their faith, who looks at that and says, oh, yeah, that I'm putting that in there. Because if you did that intentionally, I just think you're a very sick and twisted individual. And no, I don't think that's art. So when somebody says, oh, the guy's dressing up as sort of, I don't know, clownish women, that's art. Once again, it's sort of lost on me. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not art. It just means it's not my art. It's not art for me. But I would ask that gentleman, where will you be displaying your art? Since you're all about, quote, free Palestine, do you mean what I mean when I say free Palestine? Because I, too, say free Palestine. I say free Palestine from Hamas. That's what I say. Let the people of Gaza, because it's not really a Palestine, it's an imaginary place, but nonetheless, let's not quibble over things. Let's say let those people live in peace. Let them actually go out and have jobs and pay bills and take care of things. See, the PLO, a lifetime terrorist organization headed up by Yasser Arafat, remember him? Multi-billionaire and all sorts of questions about whether he was fond of, well, let's just say folks who were not appropriate to be fond of. He turned himself into a billionaire. And then all of a sudden, the PLO becomes the PA. The Palestinian Liberation Organization becomes the Palestinian Authority. It's like a government. Now all of a sudden, you got to pick up trash. You got to write parking tickets. Well, they didn't want to do that. That's no fun. So they continued being a terrorist organization. Same thing with Hamas. Take a look at Yahya Sinwar, right? Did you see the beautiful picture of him after Israel took him out of the fight? Oh, fantastic. You see the images coming out today of him and his wife running away before the October 7th slaughter? Because he had ordered it and he knew he needed to get out of Dodge. So he's and his wife are safely ensconced in the tunnels. And she's running. She's holding a $32,000 purse. I don't mean a purse with $32,000 in it. I mean a purse that costs $32,000. Meanwhile, up above ground in Gaza, you have children who are starving. Go ahead, tell me what a courageous hero he is. I guess I'd have to go out to UVA to visit with some of those nitwits to hear that sort of garbage, right? 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.